Hello?
Hello, is Holly Lusardi there?
Oh gosh, you're the wrong number. That's my ex-wife.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that, but maybe you can help me. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, so I'm not selling anything. We're merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. This number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
give you a shot.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Oh, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
That's my plan. Yes, to vote. I'm going to vote.
So that would be a probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
67.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, or black?
White. White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation. You were telling me, but I have to ask. Your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 to...
10.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied.
And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Here we have a list, and then as we go through it, or let me read them through, and we can mix match later. Lowering
taxes. I'm almost at my limit. How much more time?
A few more questions to go.
Go ahead.
Just a few more questions. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, healthcare costs, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedom, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. You can pick up the two. Hello?
I'm thinking.
Okay. Thank you.
The border.
Yes.
And size of government.
So that would be lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government and immigration and border security. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve. And I'm not saying that. Yeah, I approve.
So somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Same.
And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not at all?
Um, god awesome.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life?
Never.
So would you say it's not often or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Cornel West.
Ninety.
Black Lives Matter.
Who?
Black Lives Matter.
0.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
50.
Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott.
95.
The Republican Party.
15.
The National Rifle Association, or NRA.
0.
Joe Biden.
0.
Donald Trump.
50.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
I would need to know Cornel West's platform better, but I'm not.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Not Biden.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried? Somewhat worried?
Not at all. Not at all.
Now, I'd like you to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Not a problem.
So, would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
But somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the statement?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
Strongly disagree.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly disagree.
Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
What are my choices?
Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. America's diversity makes it stronger.
Strongly agree.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And now, and I'd like to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go. I promise that we're around the corner to finishing the survey. But we'll meet for a couple of minutes more. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is the following. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes.
I agree.
We need to choose between this statement or statement B. I'm not finished with the minute. Statement A, it continues like this.
I got it.
Okay. Statement B is, some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the people, by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all of our citizens so that they might contribute to the strength of America.
You can stop. Mm-hmm. You can stop. I don't agree with the premise of what you just said, so the first mm-hmm. one I agree with.
Okay, so that would be so what more A or much more A?
A.
Which one? Somewhat more A or much more A?
Somewhat. Much.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means that you somewhat agree this is being threatened or undermined. And 0 means that you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
0.
The right to bear arms.
10.
Equal economic opportunity.
But no semi-automatic rifles.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your opinion, sir. The next one is equal economic opportunities for all.
I think we have it.
So on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you do not agree it is being threatened or undermined, and 10 means strongly agree.
0.
The next one is police that treat everyone the same.
Say it again.
Police that treat everyone the same.
On balance, yes, but you got your bad apples. So 10.
Okay. 6. 10 or 6?
6.
Okay, thank you. Freedom to protest the police or government.
What am I saying about that?
Do you agree that it is being threatened or undermined?
No, I don't. No.
That is a 0 and 10 means
zero.
Strongly agree.
0, okay. 0, okay. 0, 0, 0, 0.
A commitment to Christian ideals.
2.
Immigration to this country.
10.
Thank you very much.
Illegal immigration. Illegal immigration. Immigration is fine.
So, would you like to change your response?
0.
Okay.
Long as it's legal.
Thank you. And we're about to finish the survey. But now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Well, your
Zero.
Own rights...
Zero.
Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge... Thank you. And sometimes over the course of this survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once more, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Switching gears for the last time, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
College degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single with a partner.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Weekly.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Thank you very much. And the last question,
no, suburban,
finally.
I would say suburban.
Okay. Suburban. Thank you. I made sure to change that. So, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And that was the last question. Thank you very much for your participation, sir, and your patience as well.
Very
so, you're free. Goodbye.